The Lord be with you. This is Father Mark Kendall of St. Thomas and St. John's Parishes in the Turks and Caicos Islands, bringing to you morning devotions for the Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands for Friday, the 6th of October. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the rest of the past night and for the gift of a new day, with its opportunities of pleasing you. Grant that we may so pass its hours in the perfect freedom of your service, so that at evening we may again give you thanks, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Here are some words from the Gospel for Mass today, taken from Luke chapter 10. This is verse 16. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. And listen to this quote. Children are like a new phone. You have to install the apps they need. During the week of the 24th of September, the Turks and Caicos Islands observed National Youth Week. Last Friday was the Turks and Caicos Islands National Youth Day. October is observed as Youth Month in the Bahamas. In the Turks and Caicos, this week is celebrated as the Week of the Young Child. Under the theme, Nurturing Children, Strengthening Families. And on Wednesday past, we celebrated International Teachers' Day. It is observed annually on the 5th of October. So this is a season to celebrate children, youth, and teachers. According to Luke chapter 10, Jesus, having selected the 12 disciples and determining that the harvest was plentiful but the laborers were few, selected 72 more disciples and sent them out two by two. He gave them instructions, most importantly, to tell those whom they encountered that the kingdom of God had come near to them. While we may still refer to the 72 as disciples, because disciples is the word that is used in the Bible, the act of being sent out, the act of going out, changed the mandate of the 72 from being disciples or followers or students to that of apostles, leaders, people on a mission in which teaching about the kingdom of God was the basis. The task of the 12, as was the task of the 72, was discipling, making disciples for Jesus. A math teacher, being my favorite teacher in high school, may seem unusual to most because so many students do not like maths. But I like maths, and I like my math teacher because he taught many abstract concepts, but at every opportunity he told stories about life skills from his own experiences. He wasn't a Christian, he was a Muslim. He never mentioned Allah, but from the stories and the values and virtues that they conveyed, he inspired and encouraged. And he certainly was a missionary for his faith. As students, we learned maths, but we also learned about healthy behavior, discipline, deportment, ambition, diligence, self-control, sports, grasping opportunities, respect, and aspiring to realize our potential. Children are like a new phone. You have to install the apps they need. I don't know who is the author of this quote, but it was used this week in Grand Turk at a forum for fathers of young children 0 to 8 years old, at an event to mark the Week of the Young Child. It conveys the same message as that of famous American behavioral psychologist John Watson, who said that children are born with a clean slate. And furthermore, he said in 1925, "Give me a dozen healthy infants, well-formed, and my own special world to bring them up in, and I'll guarantee to take anyone at random and turn him to become any type of specialist I might select. Doctor, lawyer, artist, merchant, and yes, even beggarman and thief, regardless of his talents, pensions, tendencies, abilities, and vocation, and race of his ancestors." End of quote. Both quotes are very interesting. They both speak to the nurturing and mentoring of our young people. They refer to the heavy responsibility of raising children. At this time in the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands, when we focus on children, youth, and teachers, all Christians must be mindful of the Great Commission, to be apostles, to be actively involved in discipling our children and youth, and participating in the harvest to which Jesus refers. The task starts with parents and the home environment, and extends to teachers in our schools, and to Christians in our churches and community. God and biblical precepts must be priorities in the upbringing of our children, so that they too can be committed and consecrated. Parents, teachers, and other adults cannot shirk their responsibility to train children in the way they should go. I know that many are critical, cynical, and condemnatory toward young people, and some even refuse to have anything to do with other people's children, as they say. But with the social ills and the indifference to religion and its teachings that are creeping in more and more into our culture, teachers must endeavor to teach their subject matter, but also by word and example, teach and inspire good values and healthy personalities. And all of us as Christians must do whatever we can to participate in the mission of discipling our youth and children, starting with those in our own home. Persistently typifying the words of Jesus said to the 72 disciples, "Whoever listens to you, listens to me." And remembering that, children are like a new phone. You have to install the apps they need. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for the spirit of discipleship among us. We want to be your followers who know you, love you, serve you, praise and glorify you. Lord Jesus, help us to teach our children the good fruits of being your disciples, so that your harvest field may have enough laborers. Amen. Let us go forth today dedicated to your service, O Lord. Let us hold fast to that which is good, render to no person evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the needy and the afflicted, and honor all people. Let us love and serve you and our neighbors, rejoicing in the power of your Spirit. And may your blessing be upon us and ours today and always. Amen. Thanks for listening. Please share this reflection with others and make sure that you inspire and encourage at least one child or youth today.